有两个情况呢，普拉帕讲有两个情况，像这样需要解释大战，也有
赌博。
Somebody challenges them, they have to accept the challenge.
如果有人挑战他们，他们要接受这个挑战。
This is their obligation.
这是他们的责任。
But sometimes they're obliged and sometimes not.
但他们有的时候受约束，有的时候不受约束。
When are they not obliged?
什么时候他们不受约束呢？
Arjuna is thinking he's not obliged.
Arjuna 认为他是不受约束的。
He's thinking, no, it's not good to fight.
他在想作战不好。
为什么？
都是他的亲人。
啊啊！
都是他的亲友。
嗯哼。
他就不想作战。
还有什么？
他觉得打仗的结果不好。
什么结果不好？
杀的都是
杀人。
杀
人以后有什么结果？
有会有
业
报，业
报。
除了业报以外，还有什么？还有什么？这个在这个节。他们谈什么？
宗教
家庭的宗教的
堕落
tradition
传统，
他们的传统宗教传统都结束了，所以这个不好。所以是这样。Arjuna says, Prabhupada says, when the effect is good, you should accept the obligation.
Prabhupada 说，如果结果是好的话，你就应该接受责任。
Arjuna fighting was to be good, then he would accept the challenge.
如果阿朱呢作战的这个结果是好的话，他就应该接受这个挑战。
But when the effect is no good, then he feels he shouldn't take the challenge.
但如果结果不好，他就觉得自己不应该接受这个挑战。
So in this condition, he's thinking here also. Arjuna is thinking that, no, this is not a good situation. The result will not be good.
在这种情况下，阿朱呢考虑到这个情况不好，这结果也好不了。
They will destroy the family.
他会毁灭家庭。
And this is sinful.
这是罪恶的。
Not just destroying the family, but destroying the family tradition.
不仅是毁灭家庭，而是毁灭家庭传统。
So this is one of the reasons why Arjuna doesn't want to fight.
这是 Arjuna 不想作战的原因之一。
He goes on to explain more about it in the next verse.
在下一个世界当中，他继续进行更多的解释。
You can read the verse.
第三十九节，王朝一旦崩溃，永恒的家族传统必然随之废弃，那么剩下的家人便会做出种种反宗教的事情。
So in the purport, Prabhupada explains about the importance of the elder members of the family.
在要旨之中 ，Prabhupada 就解释了家庭之中的长者的重要性。
And if the elder members of the family are not present, then there's nobody there to properly guide the younger members.
如果家庭中的长者不在了，那么就这些年轻的成员就不会得到恰当的指导。
In the battle, the older members of the family are all present there. Bhishma, Drona.
在战争之中呢，所有家庭之中的长者都在场，比如 Bhishma, Drona.
They're going to be destroyed.
他们将被毁灭。
Then, who will guide the younger members?
那么谁来指导那些年轻的成员呢？
Arjuna, so this is going to be very harmful for both sides of the family.
Arjuna 在想，这对于家庭之中这两方全都是有害的。
So he goes on, text 40.
第四十节 ，Krishna 呀，当反宗教泛滥于家庭时，家族中的女子便被玷污，妇女一堕落 ，Vishnu 的后裔啊，便会生出不想要的人口。
So Krishna.Has come to establish Dharma.
Krishna 来建立 Dharma.
Arjuna also is interested to see that Dharma is preserved.
而 Arjuna 也非常有兴趣看到 Dharma 得到了保存。
But this war is going to be the cause of Adharma.
可是这场战争将成为 Adharma 的原因。
It means that irreligion will become more prominent.
这就意味着非宗教将会更显著。
So the purpose of the battle would not be achieved.
这样战争的目的便达不成。
And he also mentions about the position of the women.
而且他还提到了妇女的地位。
And there's no women taking part in the battle, but still they're going to be affected.
尽管没有妇女参战，但仍然他们会受到影响。
Of course, nowadays, when America go to war, they send women also into battle.
当然了，现今呢，当美国去打仗的时候，他们把女人都放到战场上去。
They have women dressed up as soldiers and carrying guns and go off into Afghanistan and Iraq.
那么他们让这个女人都穿起军服，带着枪去阿富汗啊、伊拉克。
But in the Vedic times, the women were not fighting.
可是，在伟大的时代，妇女不作战。
Prabhupada mentions in the purport the importance of having good population.
帕帕在要旨之中提出有好的人口的重要性。
Good such population depends on the chastity and faithfulness of its womanhood.
那么好的人口取决于整个社会中的妇女的贞洁。
Children, you can read that, are very prone to be misled.
这样的人口有赖于妇女的贞洁和忠诚，儿童极易受误导，妇人也同样容易堕落，所以妇女和儿童均需要家中长者的保护。妇女们若从事种种宗教活动，则不会被诱通奸。 Chanakya Pandit 所说，妇女一般不很聪明，所以不可靠，因而需让她们经常从事种种家庭传统的宗教活动，以保持贞洁前进，生育纯良人口，加入 Varnashram 制度。
And then read about then. So the women are described here that they're not very intelligent and untrustworthy, and then the men are also condemned.
在这里描述说妇女一般不很聪明，所以不可靠，而男人们呢，他们也是要受到责怪的。
The last sentence, irresponsible men.
不负责任的男人也是导致淫乱之由，这样不想要的孩子就会导致人口泛滥，以致有战争和瘟疫的危险。
So Prabhupada is not only pointing out the shortcoming, the defects in women, but he sees also the men also, the problems with men.
Prabhupada 在这里不仅指出了妇女的他们的缺陷，同时也指出了男人的缺陷。
Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Pandit.
Prabhupada 还引用 Chanakya Pandit 的话。
He said that the women are, you can never trust a woman and you can never trust politician.
他说你永远不能信任女人和政治家。
But then he says, these are not devotee women.
但他接着说呢，这些不是奉献者的女人。
There's a difference between devotee women and ordinary materialistic women.
在奉献者的女人和普通的物质主义者的女人之间有区别。
Arjuna goes on to describe more.
接着 Arjuna 描述更多的东西。
About unwanted, what happens when the women are not protected.
也就是说当妇女没有受到保护的情况下会发生什么样的事情。
Then you get unwanted population.
然后你得到不想要的人口。
The ancestors...You can read the verse.
第四十一节，不想要的人口增加，必为家庭和那些毁坏家庭传统的人带来地狱般的生活，因为饭水的供奉完全终止了，这些堕落家庭的祖先也会因而降格跌落。
So you can see Arjuna, although he's a Kshatriya, he has a lot of knowledge about life after death also.
你们可以看到 Arjuna 尽管他是一位 Kshatriya, 但他却对死后的生活有很多的知识。
Just like in Chinese culture also, people have this tradition of offering some worship and respect for the ancestors.
中国的文化之中也有这种传统，就是人们要向已逝的祖先做一些供奉。
But in modern times, people don't have any of this knowledge.
但在现今的时代呢，人们没有任何关于这方面的知识。
People just simply think time of death, everything is finished.
人们只是想着在死亡的时候一切都完结了。
And they don't have even any consideration about the family members.
他们甚至不考虑什么家庭成员。
We don't think, oh, I've been born in some family, I have obligation to family members.
人们不想的时候，我出生在一个家庭之中，所以我对这个家庭成员们都负有一定的责任。
And this obligation doesn't finish with death.
而这种责任和义务并不会因为死亡而终结。
And just, it's tradition to offer some worship, some respect for the ancestors, the forefathers.
那么像祖先像这个先父做一些崇拜致敬呢，这是一些在传统之中所必须的事情。
And similarly in India, people will always after somebody dies in the family to a holy place in India called Gaya where there's a temple of the lotus feet of Vishnu.
在印度如果家庭成员中有人死了的话呢，人们就会去一个圣地叫做 Gaya, 那点有主 Vishnu 莲花族的庙宇，他们到那里边去向祖先做一些崇拜。
They will worship the lotus feet of Vishnu there. This worship is called Shraddha.
他们在那里崇拜主威士的莲花族，这个仪式被称为 Shraddha.
And its benefits, if somebody has died in the family, it helps them to get a body, to take a body. If they have been sinful in their previous life, then they may have a ghost body in the next life. So by offering worship to Vishnu, that will free them the ghost body.
通过做这样的仪式的话，就可以给家里边死的这个人呢提供一个机会，他可以得到一个躯体。因为有的时候由于他上一世所做的罪恶活动，他不能得到一个躯体，只能有一个鬼魂的躯体，所以通过崇拜主威士的莲花族，他们家里边死去的这个人就可以得到一个躯体。
So even Lord Chaitanya, he went to Gaya to do this worship for his father.
即便是朱柴坦尼亚，他也去了嘎亚，为他的父亲做这种崇拜。
They give some importance to it, consideration to help their family members in their future life.
在传统的这个社会之中呢，人们都有关于死后生活的知识，他们都知道要为死去的人做一些事情，这样可以帮助他们下一世。
But nowadays, people don't even think anything about the next life. They think, oh, death, everything is finished.
可是如今人们根本不考虑死后的事情，他们认为一死亡，所有的一切也都完结了。
They simply think, I am the body, and when the body is finished, everything is finished.
他们仅仅想着自己是这个躯体，当躯体结束的时候，所有的一切也都结束了。
So this is the ignorance of an animal.
这就是动物般的愚昧。
Well, the scriptures say, if we think we are this body, just made of three elements, mucus, bile, and air, then we're just like a foolish animal.
那么经典中说，如果你只认为这个躯体是由三种元素，粘液、气和胆汁构成的话，那么你就只是一头愚蠢的动物。
The animals, they cannot understand anything about the soul.
动物呢，不能够理解任何关于灵魂的东西。
And same way, materialistic people who are blind to the purpose of life, they're also blind of the knowledge of the soul.
同样，那些对生活的目标完全无知的人呢？那些物质主义者，他们也对灵魂一无所知。
But you see Arjuna here. Arjuna, he's thinking about this thing. He's very worried. What about the ancestors who will offer the worship to them?
可是在这里，我们可以看到 Arjuna 非常担心这些事情。他在担心祖先。那么，如果要这样做的话，谁来去崇拜他们呢
？So this is a sign of advanced society.
这就是一个进步的社会的标志。
When people actually understand that the soul is eternal, that we may give up one body, we have to take another body.
人们理解实际上灵魂是永恒的，我们放弃一个躯体，我们还要接受另外一个躯体。
Sometimes we offer food even for the departed souls.
有的时候我们甚至为已经隐迹的灵魂供奉食物。
Some people say, "Oh, you should simply give the food to me."
有的时候人们就会说你。只应该把食物给我。
But the departed souls, they can also eat.
可是隐迹的这个灵魂呢，它也可以吃。
Just like even ghosts, they don't have a gross body, they have only subtle bodies, they also eat.
就像鬼魂，虽然他们没有粗糙的躯体，只有精微的躯体，但他们也吃东西。
So we shouldn't be blind to this knowledge of the existence of the soul.
我们不应该对灵魂存在的这门知识一无所知。
We shouldn't think life is finished at the time of death.
我们不应该认为在死亡的时候所有的一切都完结了。
Although Arjuna speaks about the importance of these family traditions, Prabhupada does not accept this as being important.
尽管 Arjuna 提到这些家庭传统的重要性，但 Prabhupada 却不接受这些事情为重要的。Prabhupada 在要旨之中引用了一个诗节，只是托庇于Mukunda。
You can read the sentence here. Simply by performing devotional service, one can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers from all kinds of misery.
人只要从事奉献服务，便可帮助千万祖先摆脱各种苦境。
So this is a devotional service.
这就是奉献服务的力量。
You will not have to think about delivering one or two forefathers.
你用不着想只解救一两个祖先。
If you become a devotee, if you do devotional service, you can deliver hundreds and thousands of forefathers.
如果你成为奉献者，做奉献服务，你就可以解脱成千上万的祖先。
So this is the power of Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 知觉的力量。
It is said if you just become even a little devotee, you can free up to three generations forward and back.
据说你即便只成为一个小奉献者的话，你都能上下解脱三代人。
And if you are an intermediate devotee, then you can free up to 100 generations.
如果你是一位中级奉献者，你就可以解脱一百代。
And if you become a very great devotee, then you can free hundreds and thousands of forefathers.
如果你成为一位伟大的奉献者，你就可以解脱成百上千个祖先。
So it depends on how much we become devoted, how intense we perform our devotional service.
这取决于我们成为什么样的奉献者，以及我们在多大程度上强烈的去做奉献服务。
So in text 42, Krishna, Arjuna goes on to speak about the evil deeds of destroying the family tradition.
在第四十二节。之中呢，阿中呢继续解释破坏家庭传统者的恶行。
He speaks about this. The kula means the family.
他解释 kula 的意思就是家庭。
So the kula dharma, the family tradition.
Kula dharma 就是家庭传统。
What is the family tradition?
家庭传统是什么？
The family tradition should be to be the, to perform devotional service.
家庭传统应该是做奉献服务。
We have to satisfy Krishna.
我们要满足 Krishna.
Here we see the temple. We have an altar here.
在这里我们可以看到有一个庙，有一个神坛。
You have to keep it clean, put flowers daily.
要每天把它打扫干净，天天给放鲜花在上面。
There are little dishes, little, cups to give for water there that has to be changed regularly.
而且上边还有一些小杯子是供奉水用的，应该经常的换。
Yeah, all of these different. This is part of the family traditions.
这就是家庭传统的一部分。
Offering the worship here to the altar.
在这里向神坛供奉崇拜。
Not that you just simply keep it looking nice and forget about it, but you also come and offer prayers there.
不是说就把它放在那儿为了好看而已，还是应该去崇拜它，进行祷告的。
It's not just an ornament，
并不仅仅是一个装饰品。
Like a piece of furniture，
就像是一件家具。
But it's a place where we should actually have devotion，
而是应该成为一个我们应该有奉爱的地方。
So this is what is meant by Kula Dharma， family tradition。
这就是 Kula Dharma 的意思，家庭传统的意思。
We should make this the tradition of the family.
我们应该把这个确立这个为家庭的传统。
Text 43.
第四十三节，人类的维系者 Krishna 呀，我从使徒传戏中听说过，毁坏家庭传统的人永远住在地狱之中。
Arjuna is speaking not just by his own sentiments, but he said he has heard by disciplic succession.
而朱呢，他讲话呢，并不仅仅是出于他的感情用事，而是说他讲一些他听这个使徒传戏里边说过的。
So he's taking knowledge from other authorities.
他是从其他的权威那里得到知识。
In text 44, he brings up the more about his concern about sinful reactions.
在第四十四十节之中呢，他提到了更多关于罪恶反应的考虑。
Prabhupada writes the last sentence of the purport.
帕帕在要旨的最后一句话之中写道，但尔朱呢是主的圣洁奉献者，时常铭记道德原则，谨慎避免这些罪行。
A devotee also has to be concerned about moral principles.
奉献者也应该考虑到道德准则。
Arjuna is in this situation and he's just doing whatever he thinks he should do.
尔朱呢的这个处境不是说他想着应该做什么就做什么。
You can see Arjuna, he's got so many considerations. He's so considerate about his action before he goes into battle.
你们可以看到尔朱呢，他有这么多的考虑，他在作战之前呢，考虑有很多要关心的事情。
In the same way, Prabhupada said, devotee is very careful in every situation before he acts. He will consider first of all.
帕帕还说过呢，同样道理，奉献者也非常的小心，在他行动之前呢，他也要进行很多的考虑。
He'll be careful to always act in a way that nobody will blame him.
他总是以一种不会受到别人指摘的方式去行事。
If the devotee does something the wrong, irresponsibly, then people may criticize and say, "What kind of devotee is he?"
如果一个奉献者不负责任的去做事，那么就会受到别人的指责，说呢，这是什么样的奉献者呀？
So here you see Bhagavad Gita, you see Arjuna, he's thinking very carefully.
你们在这里可以看《博迦梵歌》，可以看 Arjuna， 他在非常谨慎、小心地考虑这些事情。
He's not a coward.
他并不是一个胆小鬼。
But he's got reasons why he doesn't want to fight.
但他有他不作战的理由。
And then we will see how Krishna answers these reasons.
然后我们可以看一看 Krishna 如何回答他的这些理由。
45, 46, you have the...just Arjuna continuing his patience.
第四十五、四十六节，尔朱呢继续他的悲伤。
Any questions on this section?
在这一部分有什么问题吗？
奉献者，一个家庭中出现奉献者，能够拯救他的祖先。这个拯救祖先是什么意思？这些祖先是下一次成为奉献者，还是下一次直接重返灵魂世界？这个拯救是什么意思？
Is it from the devotees?
拯救的意思就是说，他们下一世可以得到做奉献服务的机会。